In this episode, you will discover the belief you must shatter today to finally start generating income from your podcast. Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a show helping entrepreneurs with podcasts turn a slow growth show into a rapidly growing positive ROI podcast. Hello, my name is Anthony Wineri.
I'm Ty Gaucher.
And in this episode, you will discover why most podcasters are doomed to being a commodity listeners ignore and the simple step to fix it.
The common belief that guarantees your show doesn't monetize in 2026.
And finally, the answer to the most important question you should be asking yourself, which is, how do listeners actually discover my podcast? Hello and welcome back to another Monday episode where we dive deep and explore the hidden reasons why your podcast isn't growing or monetizing as fast as you'd like and address the uncomfortable truth around what's holding you back from taking your show to that next level. So Tig, the reason why I thought it would be a good idea to cover this specific episode is because I've noticed a trend amongst the successful podcasters I speak to and that we speak to, and the ones that spend years in their show creating actually decent content. It's not like bad content, it's actually good content, having good conversations, but they still struggle to grow. They essentially stay stagnant for years, but more frustrating, they're confused as to why they're putting all this time and effort in, but barely getting anything in return. Now, there is a difference between the successful podcasters and unsuccessful podcasters. It's not random. It's not a fluke. So today, we wanted to share with you a very clear process that the successful podcasters take in order to grow and monetize their podcast way faster than the average Joe Schmo. Nothing wrong with average Joe Schmo, but we're trying to be the top here. We're trying to, you know, go for the 1%. That's what I want to share with you today. So look, I think the biggest thing that we see with podcasters who are struggling to grow, but honestly, more specifically, those who are struggling to make money from their show, is that they assume that sales with their podcast is just random, just something that happens. Like if I give enough value, if I share enough good information, if I host enough good podcasts, then monetization opportunities will come my way, whether that's sponsors, whether that's speaking gigs, whether that's clients reaching out to speak to me. Again, they hold this belief that it's literally just random, right?
Random in the sense of if you do a good job, things happen. But if you ask someone to name the exact path that happens or the step-by-step to how someone ends up going from listening to you to paying you money, there's not a clear path. It's just kind of like, oh, well, you know, it randomly just gets to that point, like you say.
Absolutely. And I think the biggest, and the reason why this is a mistake is because if you think about it, people don't just take action for no apparent reason. So here's an example. The other day I was speaking to a podcaster who mentioned how over the last 6 months, they had one or two sales that made their business an additional 10,000. They were selling packages for 5,000 each and they landed these clients. And then I asked them, well, how did that process work? How did you attract those clients? And what they said was, oh, it just happened. They just reached out to me and then they became clients. And I was like, interesting. And I sat for a second and I posed this question. Did you ask them what process they went through and how they discovered your show? What specific episode got them to actually take action? And why specifically they wanted to work with you after listening to the podcast? And they were like, oh, no, I haven't actually. And that's probably a good starting point. Now, the thing is, we've done that with our clients. And we know that when we land a client from the show, there's a specific process that that client had to have gone through in order to become a paying client, right? There's a sequence of cause and effect. That's the piece that so many people miss. When you know that there's a process someone, a listener, must go through to become a client, you can then reverse engineer and intentionally design your podcast in a way that attracts more of those types of listeners, that nurtures them over time, and that converts that listener into a paying client. Now, why is it so important that we designed the system intentionally to, like, what happens if people don't do it? What's the consequence of ignoring this?
Well, without the right system in place, you just create way more work for yourself to get at best the same result, but usually a lot less money and a lot less opportunities from the show, which can even make or break whether you manage to quit your job and do the podcast full time or take the business in the direction that you want to take it. No one wants to waste years doing the podcast without much to show for it. And no one wants to pour time and energy into the podcast yet feel confused about why things are not working. So it's very important that if you're serious about your podcast this year, you do design things in a way where you're not just assuming you're going to get lucky or sales are going to happen randomly or listeners are just going to just slip and then, you know, they accidentally click on booking a call with you. You do really want to design your podcast in a way that makes that easy and intentional so that you get way more out of your time.
I guess the question then becomes, okay, cool, I understand I need to build this system, but how do I go about building the system? Like, what steps should I take if I want my sales and my growth to become less random, but more predictable, more where I feel like I'm actually in control, where I feel like I can press a few buttons and get specific outcomes that I want? What steps would someone need to take from there?
Well, firstly, it's very important to have a specific listener in mind and know what action you want them to take. So we speak to a lot of podcasters and often it's like, well, you know, I have this audience, they can buy my book, they might want to go to my website, maybe they'll download my lead magnet and, you know, they might check out the guest. There's a few different things they can do, but they're not really recording episodes or running their podcast at all with a specific step they want people to take in mind. Just a variety of options that people can take, but not one option that they've chosen to shape the podcast around. So that's the difference. So an example could be you're a financial advisor. Your podcast is a means for people to book a call about hiring you. So that's the step you want them to take, is to hire you. And why would they hire you? For your financial management services. Now you know that any episode that doesn't spotlight you as an expert in financial management basically doesn't really help you towards that goal. And already that can cut away a lot of things that you're doing with your show. It might mean that you do less guest episodes. It might mean that you're a lot more selective over the topics that you cover. And then what's more is you can get even more specific by understanding which type of people you want to take that step. We spoke about this in the last episode where we said that there's a big difference between having just an audience that might seem specific. For example, an audience of, oh, I want to grow an audience of doctors, or I have a show about healthcare, versus, well, actually, who do your best clients tend to be? Doctors that are approaching retirement. Their finances become uncertain. They're not really sure how to make their money last. That's where I step in. So actually, it's not really just doctors. It's doctors approaching retirement. That also tailors a lot of decisions for you. That means that if you're going to have a guest on, they're not just talking about general, you know, the physician or the doctor industry. It's around the topic of doctors approaching retirement. You know that the advice you give and the stories you tell and the everything that you're talking, the advice you give and your stories you tell, it's not just for doctors, but it's for doctors approaching retirement, which is a very specific set of things they're experiencing. Because only by doing that do you have the most likely chance. Do you position yourself best for doctors approaching retirement to want to reach out and hire you to manage their finances?
I think that, honestly, when you break it down like that, to me, it makes total sense. And I think that's where most people, they get screwed up. And I think if you look at it in a very simple way of, okay, well, what's the goal here? Like you mentioned, Tig, what changes do I need to make to my podcast in order to help me serve this goal of attracting doctors approaching retirement who need help managing their finance? Essentially, your podcast should just be communicating. Every part of your podcast should be communicating who the show is specifically for. That's how you attract them. Now, once you're clear on these pieces, and then once you've actually made the changes to, let's say, your show name, because you realize, oh, my show name is not clear, your episode titles, you start covering content specifically for doctors approaching retirement. You change your show description so it's a lot more specific around the pain points of doctors approaching retirements are facing. You have a cover art, but I could go on and on and on. Essentially, the entire podcast is now positioned and packaged to attract this person. And the final point that's so, so, so vital that will make or break your show's ability to grow the right listenerships and monetize effectively is your ability to actually get exposed and get in front of the right people consistently month after month after month. Now, Tig, it's funny because when we speak to podcasters who are exploring joining the Get More Listeners Academy, which, by the way, if you're not aware of, is mine and Tig's personalized one-on-one podcast growth and monetization program. When we speak to podcasters who are interested in working with us, they often come to us when they are frustrated, honestly, pretty fed up with how things are going. They've invested years into a very good podcast that they're proud of, and they have some feedback, but they're not getting the level of engagement. They're not getting the growth they feel like they deserve, and they're certainly not making the money they want from their shows. And they're frustrated, like, what the hell is this going on? I'm doing all the right things, but things aren't working. And I think for me and you, Tig, because we know fundamentally a question that they all completely ignore, they just try a bunch of different things, hoping it works, but there's a question that they all ignore that would make their lives so much easier, that will solve all their growth and monetization problem. And the question is this: how do new podcast listeners find podcasts to listen to? Again, how do the listeners, the downloads that magically appear on your dashboard, where do they come from? Who are these people? What platforms do they go on? How do they discover a new show to listen to? Essentially, how do podcasts actually grow organically? Most business owners and experts never get the answer to this question. So they try a bunch of different things blindly without answering the simple question of, well, how do I actually get found by new listeners? Now, why does it seem so ridiculous that someone would get annoyed, Tig, that their shows aren't growing when they don't know how listeners find their shows?
Well, it's kind of ridiculous in the same way that if you were to, completely random example, if you were to open a restaurant and you make amazing food, you've had a couple of people review it, it's 5-star, tastes amazing, but you put the restaurant in some dingy back alley with no sign and no lights and didn't upload an address to the internet, then, you know, it would be kind of silly to wonder why no one's finding the restaurant, right? This is kind of what people do with their podcasts when they don't firstly get clear on how you actually get seen. How does your podcast get discovered? And funnily enough, it might be a surprise to many, but if you've been podcasting a while and you're not happy with your numbers, then it probably won't be. People think that the streetlights and the address and everything is just posting on social media or landing big guests, but actually it isn't. You may well have seen this for yourself. That doesn't really help your podcast get discovered in the way people think it does. If someone searches for a podcast of your genre, so they go onto Apple and they search parenting or business or cooking or whatever, and they can't find you, then your podcast is kind of in that dingy back alley with no streetlights. And the way that you bring this to the top and the way that you get your podcast discovered when people are looking at it is through podcast SEO.
That's the key, podcast SEO. That is the way that new listeners find shows. Now, if you ignore it, then how can you be annoyed and frustrated that a show isn't growing when people literally can't find your show when they go looking for you? And that's why so many podcasters stay stuck, feeling invisible, and frustrated that their show has stayed stagnant for years. But again, when you aren't optimized for podcast SEO, listeners literally can't find your show even when they look for your topics. That's a pretty hard hill to climb trying to grow a podcast without podcast SEO. Now, like we've mentioned, these are the pieces you need to have in place. Number one, shatter the belief that sales is random, that growth is random. No, there is a specific process you can take to drive more growth and drive more sales for your business. You have to design it that way. And the first step to designing it is getting clear on who exactly you want to attract to your podcast and what specific action do you want them to take. If not, you stay in this la-la land of loosey-goosey doing things without clear intentions of exactly what you're trying to achieve and the steps you're taking to achieve it. And then finally, make sure you have podcast SEO in place so that new listeners can find you, so you're not feeling frustrated, not feeling invisible, but you're being found by thousands of new listeners organically who are actively searching for your content. I think for me and Tig, that's why we have a massive, huge central emphasis on helping our clients rank on page one of Apple Podcasts and Spotify so they can grow their shows month after month organically. That's what we do in the Get More Listeners Academy. And we've had clients who explode their growth and explode their sales because they're finally being found on the main platform this new listeners go to. So if you are in a spot where you're frustrated, maybe a bit pissed off because you know you deserve more growth, you're driven, you feel that right now, you're ready to get the right strategy in place. You don't want to repeat the same old habits that you did in 2025 that yielded you very little results. If you're ready to get personalized guidance by experts who can coach you along the way, then I would go to the show notes, click the first link that you see, or visit getmorelisteners.com/growmypodcast to find out more about how you can join the Get More Listeners Academy and have the right systems in place to grow your podcast without luck, but to grow with the right strategy and the right support around you. And with that being said, we'll catch you in the next episode.
See you Thursday.